This report is a service of Frederick, Ayer, and Bryant. Whatever it takes to keep you comfortable, Frederick, Ayer, it's a good call. It's being described as a mass casualty event as a cargo ship hits the Key Bridge on 695 at 1:30 this morning, sending vehicles and people into the water after the bridge collapsed. Firefighters are on the scene searching for at least seven people who have fallen into the water. The bridge that carries 695 over the Patapsco River is shut down. Detours are in place. Stay tuned to WFMD News for any breaking developments on this story. A Winchester, Virginia man was arrested following a traffic stop in Frederick County, Maryland last week. The sheriff's office said 49-year-old Sean Roberts was pulled over on 70 westbound on Thursday, March 21st. He was charged with drugs and weapons offenses after drugs and handguns were found in his vehicle. A search of his car netted more than 17 grams of methamphetamine, almost 3 grams of crack cocaine, 7 grams of fentanyl, and over 13 grams of a chemical methamphetamine. Authorities also found a Smith & Wesson handgun. Roberts is prohibited from possessing a firearm due to a previous felony conviction. Roberts is being held without bond. To read more, get at WFMD.com. Montgomery County police have charged a Prince George's County man with a home invasion robbery last summer. 33-year-old Jerron Ray of Hyattsville was arrested on Tuesday, March 12th. He's charged with first-degree assault, armed robbery, theft, and use of a firearm in the commission of a crime of violence. He's being held without bond. The home invasion robbery took place on Monday, July 10th on Key West Avenue in Rockville. A home caught fire on Friday afternoon in Carroll County. Firefighters responded to the home at 3907 Water Tank Road shortly after 2 p.m. They spent 30 minutes bringing the flames under control. Nobody was injured. Damage is estimated at $50,000. There are less than 2 weeks left for the 2024 Maryland General Assembly.
And that means the pace has picked up in Annapolis as legislators hold hearings and take votes on bills which have crossed over from their eyes. Frederick County State Senator Karen Lewis-Young says legislation she supports made it out of the Senate and will be considered by the House of Delegates, including a delegation bill covering truancy.
That is one of the bills I feel very strongly about, because that will our young people who have a record of truancy get some help and support to get them back into school again.
The bill would set up a truancy reduction pilot program in Frederick County. Senator Lewis-Young says it emphasizes collaboration, encouragement, and reinforcement, and it's not punitive. The Maryland General Assembly adjourns for the year on Monday, April 8th at midnight. Kevin McManus, WFMD News.
For more, go to our website at WFMD.com. I'm Diana Gibson on MidMaryland's News Radio Center, 930 WFMD. This report is a service of Frederick, Ayer, and Bryant. Whatever it takes to keep you comfortable, Frederick, Ayer, it's a good call.